Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us, and we're going to chat some running today as we head back to the United Kingdom. Roger Canham joins us. Roger, welcome back. Nice to have you. From a run perspective, would you say the run is your strength out of the three disciplines?
It's certainly proved to be a strength, and certainly the discipline I enjoy most.
It helps. It helps that you enjoy it, because I chat to a lot of athletes, and many come from cycling backgrounds, many come from running backgrounds, and I find the ones that come from a running background or that enjoy the run more than the cycle tend to not perform better, but it just makes it a bit easier knowing that after a 180k bike, you're sitting in T2 going, hey, you know what, I don't really mind this, as opposed to having your strength just gone and you go, oh, I've got to run a marathon. It does make life a bit easier.
Oh, gosh, yes. If I was to set off on the marathon thinking, goodness me, I've got a marathon to run now, I guess I'd probably go straight back to T2, to be honest. I certainly have the mindset, you know what, the swim will be what it will be, and the bike, you know, stuff can happen on a bike that's out of your control. And so I very much think once you're off the bike and in T2, then it's just down to you. You know, there can be no mechanicals, no chain snapping, no punctures. It's just straightforward. It's you and the next 26.2 miles. And that's, yeah, a challenge that I relish.
You mentioned in an earlier chat that you sort of run to halfway within yourself, and then it's race on and chasing slots. Do you believe that sort of halfway in a marathon is halfway in an Ironman is pretty much halfway in a marathon? It's still a long way to go in that final 21?
Yeah, there is. It is, but it is about metering out your efforts. And as you said, I enjoy the run. I'm always guilty sometimes of going out of T2 a little bit quickly. So very much I'm watching my K-splits and making sure I haven't gone too crazy, because I'm excited to get out there and run. But yes, it's just cranking through the first few Ks. Loop courses like PE are great. You can get around the first lap, get that done. Second lap, you're conservative, and then you've got a third lap where you can open up. And so, yes, it's very much breaking the course up into chunks that you can then execute your race plan as you see fit, really. And that's different, you know, in Hawaii. Until you're up Palani and really out in the Queen K, the race hasn't really started. But that's only 12 miles in Hawaii. So until you get to the Energy Lab, you're still probably not all out. Coming back from the Energy Lab, you've got 10K to go, and that's when you've got the hammer down and you're putting everything into it. So I guess for each course, perhaps you're thinking about how you might race the marathon side of it. Loop courses are nice, but nevertheless, you've just got to find some landmarks that you think, okay, at this point, I'm going to go a bit harder, or I'm going to be conservative, or I'm going to refuel or whatever. So you do have to think about the course a little as well. It's not a sort of binary, always a 13 miles. You can relax and open up a bit.
Are you a negative splits type of guy?
Well, I'd love to be. but I guess the first half or the first part of the marathon, I'll just run how it feels good. If I feel comfortable, I don't worry too much about how fast it is, just as long as I'm running within myself. And then the second lap, you know, or the second half, you know, everybody goes through a difficult time between 20 and 30K. We all have that, and we all slow down. There are not many people that are negative split. And the last 10K, obviously, is just a fight. I'd love to run that a bit quicker. And at times I've run a reasonable 10K at the end, but inevitably you're battling through that. So, yes, I don't think I've yet cracked a negative split Ironman marathon.
As far as if you had to pin down your run performance to one thing that you've done over the years that's given you the most benefits, could you sort of pin it down to one thing?
Yeah, I run a lot, I'm afraid. It's not very scientific. You know, there are lots of sessions with intervals and pace work and all those sorts of things. And to be honest, for me, it's just I'm toughening up your leg spot by running often on hard surfaces. Because ultimately, running a marathon in an Ironman shreds your legs, and the tougher you can make them through running on them frequently, the better place. Certainly, that's what works for me. Now, it may work differently for other people, but in training, I'll try and negative split my longer runs if I can. But it really is just logging the miles and just toughening up.
And consistency. You touched on it there, but consistency is key.
Absolutely. I'm really, really trying to manage any potential injuries. So whether that means that at some point doing some run walks, if that, you know, in your longer sort of midweek run, if that gives your legs a bit of a break, making sure you keep on top of any niggles. So I probably have a sports massage probably every other week, whether I feel I need it or not, just to make sure that there are no knots in there, because you're absolutely right. Consistency trumps pretty much everything else when it comes to run training.
Yep. As far as sort of workouts that you love doing, what's your favorite run workout?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's a long one. There's two loops I've got from home. One is 25K, one is 38K. And I love just doing those. They're out in the country. I enjoy running. I can lose myself on a run. I can sort of get to that state of flow that people talk about, where I can just be jogging along, just thinking about other things, not really in the moment, but just really enjoying being outdoors. And there rarely are conditions that I won't be outdoors, whether it's snow, hail, as in Texas, or whether it's hot sunshine. I can never really find any conditions that I'm not happy to be outside and running.
It's brilliant. Roger, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. I'm very, very keen to chat about your nutrition and how you've dialed that in over the years, but we'll save that for another time. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on the KonaEdge.com/running seminar.